Without further ado, I think I have some of them on the air with me now, and I'm going to bring in, I believe that is Scott Adams and Joe Carey, who are there right now. I may have Paul Preston and Larry Fries as well. Is that Paul and Larry? Who's on with me?
Everybody's on.
This is Larry. Oh, everybody's on.
Oh, man. Do you hear that gaggle, folks? You hear that gaggle of men on there? Everybody's on. Glad to have you on the C.L. Bryant Show. I think Larry and Paul, this may be the very first time that I have you on. But I'm going to first call on the president and owner of Red State. That is Scott Adams. To introduce us all and to give us an idea of why we've decided to gather here today. Scott Adams, take it away.
Thank you, CL. Yeah, well, you know, it's always great to be on your show, the CL Bryant Show. And it's also, I think, very special that we can get together as show hosts live on a Friday like this and share our ideas and thoughts and our commitment to the cause, because obviously our country needs us. We're in a civil war. We're going up against it. We're fighting every day for our liberties and our freedoms and our justice and our happiness. And what better way to think about all these things but on a Friday heading into the weekend. Incidentally, one of the things that I should mention is I'm going to be in New York this weekend, and I'm going to be taking video and photo slides of the C.L. Bryant billboard in Times Square. So, C.L., you'll be able to put that on your social media come when I get back, or, you know, when I post these things to the internet. But it's going to be fun being up there and checking out our new slides on our new billboard. But with Larry Free starting the show at 7 in the morning and then handing it off to me live, which he does a live show, then I do the live show at 8 in the morning, the Scott Adams Show. And then we got the great Paul Preston. Paul Preston bangs it out from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. He's been one of our oldest show hosts with Red State Talk Radio. He's just been there for us. And then we now have this great new bigger-than-life figure, C.L. Bryant, at 12 noon, following up Paul Preston. And then we land it right into Joe Carey's lap, and Joe Carey takes it home like the anchor of a really great tag team, the anchor of a really great relay team. And that's what we want. We want to have Red State have its own voice, its own message that's unique to what we're seeing on mainstream media, and that we get to speak the truth because we're not beholden to any one particular conglomerate. So that's really what the grassroots radio is all about. And I think we've been doing it the longest. And I think right now we have our best lineup ever.
Fantastic. And Paul Preston has been the yeoman here at Red State, as you heard Scott Adams saying. So we're going to throw it to him and let you hear the voice of this lion on Red State. Paul, take it away.
Hey, well, CL, thank you very much for having me on, and everybody else for listening to Red State Talk Radio. Yeah, we've been around for a few years now, and it's been an absolute phenomenal situation to see develop in radio. The explosion of Red State Talk Radio, and with all the new talk radio hosts that we have, 36 hours of daily live original programming here on Red State Talk Radio, it's really becoming a huge force, if you will, in the political world. We're already starting to see that, and we're so grateful that we have you and the other hosts that are with us today, because, you know, we think that we offer a really good product for the rest of the United States of America and the world. And we know that we're having an impact. That's the cool thing about what we're doing. We're just, you know, so excited that we know that the direction that we've been set and that we go collectively as talk show hosts really is having an impact on Americans' daily lives and the world. So more listenership. We've gone nuts in terms of the number of listeners. You know, back in the day when we only had one or two people listening, now we've got hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands all over the place. And it's really a very rewarding experience to be with everybody. And at this point in time. And I know that in the future, we're going to be even much more successful in delivering the real content that the people want to hear. You know, this whole revolution that you have right now with, I call it the new stream media that's been breaking out all over the place since really the last 15, even 20 years. I know all these citizen journalists have sort of matured into really first-rate, you know, purveyors of real information, unlike what we've gotten in the fake news. In fact, we are the alternative to any of the broadcasters out there. In fact, you're probably hearing more and more information that people have turned away from the mainstream media in droves, and they listen to us. That's why we're exploding so well, because all these conspiracy theories that people were hearing about in the last 8 years. Can we talk about Uranium One for just 1 second? And how many names have all of us collectively been called about that so over the years? Guess what? It's now coming to fruition. That's just one example. And you know what? It really, really fun about this, guys, is that we, and I've just become really aware of this in the last few months and have been talking to a lot of the millennials. We have spawned something with the millennials, and that is they've all become citizen journalists. And how many of them are out there YouTubing? How many have their own blog sites? How many have their own radio shows that they're starting? And they're ever younger. I was talking to a 23-year-old girl last night that was absolutely a phenom with her new YouTube channel. It's getting tens of thousands of views. This is what we've created. And my gosh, that's really quite a compliment to everybody here at Red State Talk Radio.
It truly is, Paul, and thank you so much for that. I'm going to get to Larry Fries and then Joe Carey. We only have about 2 minutes left in this particular segment. And, folks, today, as I challenged you to come on with me early in the show yesterday, because I was going to have an incredible lineup for you to introduce you to the personalities that are on this mega platform of Red State Talk. And I'm going to bring back, when we come back after the break, I'm going to bring back in with me Larry Fries and Joe Carey. You've heard from Scott Adams, president of our Red State Talk, and you've heard from Paul Preston, two of the main staples, two of the staples in this race that we are running. Larry Fries kicks it off in the morning, hands it off to Scott Adams, and then he hands the baton to Paul Preston, who puts it in my hand at 12 noon, and then I hand it off to the anchor, Joe Carey. It is a mission that we are on, and folks, we're going to talk more about it when we return with Larry Fries and Joe Carey, and then we're going to have a roundtable sort of discussion here at the bottom of the hour. So, guys, I hope you can stay with me a little bit longer than we had planned, because I think that we have a lot to say. I'm C.L. Bryant. This is the C.L. Bryant Show, coming to you coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on Red State Talk, and we are emanating from within the borders of the greatest nation on the face of the planet, the greatest success story the world has ever known, and that is America. And I don't know about the rest of the guys, but if you don't love her, hey, you can leave her and leave her to me. I will remain faithful and patriotic to the greatest nation on earth. I'm CL. This is the CL Bryant Show. We'll be right back.
Chevy Land on Uri Drive in Shreveport is proud to showcase the technological advances and innovations now available on every new Chevrolet car and truck. Behind the wheel of a new Chevrolet is to know where you are, where you're going, how long it'll take to get there. Chevy Land, your full-service Chevrolet dealership for more than 50 years.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn. concern to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Yoakum Toyota believes in the American way of life, the American free enterprise system, and the exceptionalism of our people who have made America the greatest nation in all of world history. Yoakum Toyota believes that now is the time for all who believe in the American dream to reclaim the values of freedom, personal initiative, and unencumbered economic opportunity. Yoakum Toyota, on Burt Coons in Shreveport.
The C.L. Bryant Radio Show continues to bring a fresh perspective on hot topics and current events to his daily broadcast. C.L. believes that a platform needs to be available for people of all ethnic backgrounds to come together, voice their opinions, and ask questions. His radio show offers solutions to problems we all face and presents a clear path away from the edge. Information on underwriting the C.L. Bryant Show can be found at PromiseTalkRadio.org or from Mike Duncan, 318-550-2000. C.L. Bryant, a man who loves God and his country.
There is an evolution taking place in America, and that evolution is certainly taking place in the realm of talk radio. As we began to advance the cause of communication throughout our nation, we are seeing that this platform that we are on, especially here at Red State Talk, is one that will, in fact, be huge, a mega platform as we go forward. On the line with me are my colleagues with Red State. I have Larry Fries. I have Scott Adams. I have Paul Preston and Joe Carey on with me as well. I want to bring up Larry Fries now. Larry is incredibly unique. I've been on with him before, and I'm glad to have you on with me now, Larry. Tell us about your experience and how you see the future as we go forward with Red State Talk.
Thank you very much, CL. It's great to be on your program with you. I first have to say that as I was listening to you in the intro of the program, that I felt a need to stand up and salute my flag because I could absolutely feel the sense of your patriotism and your love of country. And let me just share a quick story. I've actually spent 2 years in a socialist country, and I had to register myself from city to city that I went to. I had to register with me those electronic devices that I had and other things so that the state could confiscate it if they felt necessary. And there was just a different living style in the course of those 2 years, as it was obvious that there was a certain amount of difference in terms of the government and the way they ran things, even related to healthcare. It was a different kind of service. I opted not to go to a doctor or a dentist for the period that I was there. I just figured I would tough it out until I got home. When I flew back into LaGuardia Airport, I came off of the bottom of the stairs, and I kissed the tarmac because I was so glad to be back in the United States of America, where I knew that I had freedom and liberty, opportunity and choice, and it has stayed with me forever. My father happens to come from a socialist country, and one of the things that he drove home to me was the fact that you better eat everything on your plate because you never know where your next meal is coming from. He lived in a Nazi-occupied country during World War II. So these kinds of things that you've expressed at the beginning of your program and that I feel are things that have been ingrained in me through personal experience and by virtue of the way in which I was raised. So I am glad also to be able to be on Red State Talk Radio, CL, because this is a platform that gives us the opportunity to be able to express our opinions and ideas the way that we want to and as we see it, unfiltered, without directed dialogue or any other corporate influence. And so this is the platform where if you want to get the truth of the Red State Talk Radio is the place to get it. Just continuing for a moment, I've actually been broadcasting now for 6 years with a short, about a 6-month hiatus in the middle of that. But I've just passed my 6th year anniversary broadcasting now on the radio. Part of that period has been with Red State Talk Radio, and that started about 3 years ago. And we were broadcasting simultaneous to our then flagship station, and had a relationship with Primo, who was the original owner of Red State. It was a short period that I took off from that, and when I came back on the air, I quickly shot an email to Primo asking him if he would simulcast the show again. And lo and behold, I got a response from Scott Adams. And Scott had been working with Primo. He remembered the program, and I was fortunate enough to be able to have Scott respond favorably, which means that perhaps there was something decent about the program, to the point that he agreed to put us back on the air. And I've been grateful for that because Scott has been a great partner in the early morning hours as we go live at 7 o'clock with my program, handing it over to Scott Adams and then on to Paul Preston, UCL from there, and Joe Carey, a new talent and a person that, frankly, I've known for 20 years who brings a lot of insight and humor and analysis to the lineup as well. And so this is the place to get unfiltered information. What a great place to be. And I think that we all now have a sense of knowing that, an example, let me say it this way. We know that we give you the right information and that there is an element of the tinfoil hat broadcasting because we see right now another evidence of the government trying to craft the way in which we might receive our information. The CIA is redacting information with respect to the JFK assassination. Don't see reporting out of Las Vegas. Anticipated we would. We believe there's a cover-up there. We certainly see the DNC and Hillary Clinton paying for the dossier and Russian infiltration through the Clinton Foundation because they found a willing partner with $9 million that they with $40 million that they spent to secure influence on Hillary Clinton. And so these are the kinds of stories that we're following, CL, and this is the kind of information you can get right here on Red State Talk Radio.
Absolutely. And folks, I want to bring in now, thank you so much for all of that, Larry. I want to bring in now someone whose resume is absolutely sterling. Character integrity is absolutely top shelf. He is a friend of mine. I mean, a true friend. And you know some of the works that he has been associated with, and that is Blaze, Mercury One, Glenn Beck. And I want to introduce to some and bring forth to others Joe Carey. Joe, thank you so much for your friendship. Tell them about your show and why you are now on Red State Talk Radio.
You know, CL, I just want to say thank you. A great idea for having us all on and making us part of your show. Thank you for that. And I've got to tell you, when I spoke with Scott Adams about Red State and looked at the direction it was going, I've worked for networks, and none of the ones that you mentioned in your introduction of me, but I have worked with networks that you're all familiar with that, for instance, if we were to have a guest on the show, we would have to submit the name of that guest literally for approval to have them on the show. And I will tell you, here at Red State, that's not the case. I have listened to all of your shows. I have heard all of your guests. And for instance, today my show runs 2 to 4 Eastern time. We have Carol Bundy. She is the wife of rancher Cliven Bundy, who has been imprisoned for over 600 days. She's going to be on the show today. Roger Stone, the informal advisor to the president, he's going to be on. We're going to talk about the Bundy trial, which is starting on Monday. And, you know, Scott didn't call me and say, well, Joe, you know, that's controversial or maybe you shouldn't go that direction. No, that's what I enjoy most about this network, which is, one, the support and the friendship that we all have, and two, it's that editorial license that Larry was just speaking about, which is we are allowed to pursue the truth, each one of us, as we see it. And you don't see that much anymore. You know, people are afraid of free speech, but not here at Red State, and I think that's what makes the future very bright and very promising.
Joe, that's amazing. And folks, understand and hear what all of these men are saying to you, the American people, and to those of you around the world that may hear this digitally, and that is that there is a yearning in the human soul to hear something that is unfiltered and something that is real. You get an opportunity when you tune in to Red State Talk to hear unfiltered news, unfiltered conversation, and we do invite you to give us a call and express your opinions. And on the C.L. Bryant Show, which you're listening to right now, you don't have to agree with me, and you don't have to agree with any of these men, because that is the American way to establish dialogue and build that bridge to conversation. Scott, we have about a minute and a half left in this particular segment. I will ask all of you to stay with me through the next break so that we can have an adequate sign off from the rest of you guys. I'm going to stay with you folks for another hour after that. But I wanted you to know, and I wanted you to hear from these men. Scott, what do you think about what we've been doing here today so far?
Well, I think it's great. I think it's a great introduction to meet your audience and tell people about our morning lineup and also some of the objectives and what we're about at Red State Talk Radio. But really, ultimately, I think we love talking about these issues, because what happens is you don't get to hear these issues spelled out on mainstream media. There are very, very select few show hosts I could think of that actually talk about the topics that we find really passionate. And not only that, but like with Paul Preston, he has a unique flavor coming from California. He can address the state situation out there. He can address the fires like no one else can. The Oroville Dam, he was on top of that. So we get all perspectives, and, it's a credit to the lineup that we have. Also, Larry being from Utah, you being from Shreveport, Louisiana, Joe Kerry being from Utah and Pennsylvania. I'm right here in Washington, D.C., so we get it coming from all angles. It's great stuff.
Absolutely. And, folks, we'll be back. I'm going to bring up Paul Preston when we come back. After this break, we're going to have more of Red State Talk Radio with the C.L. Bryant Show when we return. Don't you go anywhere.
Are lifted high, our hearts are bowing in reverence.
Chevy Land on Uri Drive in Shreveport is proud to showcase the technological advances and innovations now available on every new Chevrolet car and truck. Behind the wheel of a new Chevrolet is to know where you are, where you're going, how long it'll take to get there. Chevy Land, your full-service Chevrolet dealership for more than 50 years.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities.
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Yoakum Toyota believes in the American way of life, the American free enterprise system, and the exceptionalism of our people who have made America the greatest nation in all of world history. Yoakum Toyota believes that now is the time for all who believe in the American dream to reclaim the values of freedom, personal initiative, and unencumbered economic opportunity. Yoakum Toyota, on Burt Coons in Shreveport.
The C.L. Bryant Radio Show continues to bring a fresh perspective on hot topics and current events to his daily broadcast. C.L. believes that a platform needs to be available for people of all ethnic backgrounds to come together, voice their opinions, and ask questions. His radio show offers solutions to problems we all face and presents a clear path away from the edge. Information on underwriting the C.L. Bryant Show can be found at PromiseTalkRadio.org or from Mike Duncan, 318-550-2000. C.L. Bryant, a man who loves God and his country.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed.
CL, back with you here in the noonday hour across the fruited plains of America. Glad that you could come along with us as we build this bridge to conversation throughout the fruited plains of our nation, the greatest one on the face of the planet, the greatest success story the world has ever known, and that is America. On with me are native sons of our nation. They are Larry Freese, Paul Preston, Scott Adams, C.L. Bryant, and my good friend Joe Carey is on with us. And my friends, we are on Red State Talk every day. Tune us in for unfiltered conversation. I want to throw it now to back to Paul Preston. Paul, I want you. You've heard what everybody has had to say, and of course, you have your huge opinion yourself. But please, bring us all together now as we begin to wind down this this first conversation that the five of us have had together. Bring your flavoring to what we're doing and to the unfiltered, unvarnished truth that we try to present to America.
Are you talking to Paul Preston?
Paul Preston, you're the only Paul we got, man.
Okay. Well, you know, the thing about what's so great about what we're all doing here, and I really applaud you, CL, for having us on so that we can kind of present this unified front to everybody about how committed we feel about talk radio in this format and in the digital format and getting the word, the information out, is it's unvarnished truth. That's what you get from everybody here at Red State Talk Radio, and certainly on Agenda 21 Radio. This has been one of the hallmarks that we've been utilizing is the unvarnished truth for everything that we have been doing. And I want to go back to the points that were being made about, you know, I don't call Scott Adams to find out if so-and-so is going to be on my show. And, you know, we have the freedom that you would enjoy that the First Amendment all gives us, you know. And that's the key thing. We have gone back to constitutional thinking here on Red State Talk Radio and have always been committed to the likes of a Christian nation and God, go figure, as it is alluded to so well in the Constitution and in the Declaration of Independence. These are hallmarks of what establish us as a fantastic platform and format for talk radio. And it's very unique, obviously. It's the only way in which you can get massive amounts of data and detail that's unvarnished on the internet right now, and throughout even air broadcast. Of course, many of us are on air broadcast channels that are transmitting this information all around the United States and even the world, which is very, very fascinating. But we are having an absolute positive impact upon the thinking of what's going on in the United States today and in our government. We're holding everybody's feet to the fire and accountability with massive amounts of courage that was absolutely exhibited over the last 8 years. Red State Talk Radio has been standing tall on bringing people the truth in light of being sniped at, attacked, taken down. You know, even today we were attacked digitally on our website, much to our chagrin. But that's what we live with. That's what we deal with. But we're bringing the truth out there, and it's not liked by the other side. But you know what? It's paying dividends. We're seeing what's happening right now with the Trump administration. And of course, guess what? All that talk about conspiracies and so on that Red State Talk Radio has generated over the years now, guess what? It's turning out to be, again, as we have seen so many times play out, but on a bigger scale now, not just conspiracy theories, but conspiracy facts that we have stood behind. And so we know what kind of impact we're having on the psyche of the American people. And we are here to make America great again. And we, like I say on my radio show, know that we are an exceptional country. And like I say when I sign off every day, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans. And that's exactly what we are here on Red State Talk Radio, is exceptional Americans with an exceptional format.
Absolutely. Larry Fries, I think I lost somebody. I hope I didn't. But Larry Fries, I don't think that was you. If you were there, okay. I want you to tell people one more time.
Yeah, I'm with you. Joe Carey sent me a text, and he indicated that he had a pre-radio interview with Carol Bundy, so okay. He had to leave.
I knew I lost somebody.
Yeah.
So, okay, we had to say goodbye to Joe, and we'll have Joe on another time. But, Larry, we have about 5 minutes left. I want to bring you and I want to bring up Scott one more time. So if you could tell the people what time you're on and how to get a hold of you, if, in fact, they want you to come and talk to them. Larry Fries.
Thank you, CL. My program is the Larry Fries Show, Freedom's Voice, right here on Red State Talk Radio. You can get a hold of me, Larry@LarryFriesShow.com. And I just want to say one thing real quick, CL, before you turn it over to Scott. This is a unique program or station in that we all have a little bit of an emphasis in a couple of different places. Not to say that we don't cross over on our topics, because we do, but I'll give you an example. As of late, I have been very hot and heavy on the Uranium One deal and the dossier and the information related to that, and have a very deep analysis and following of what's going on there. Scott Adams has been really heavy into Las Vegas shooting and the information related to that, and so he has a certain concentration there, while he also talks about other topics as well. And then Paul Preston, obviously the state of California, the wildfires, and the Kevlar hat approach to things, as he says on his program. CL Bryant, you bring obvious topics related to Americanism, exceptionalism. You have, family, God, and country as a slant, with even some influence from FreedomWorks, while Joe Carey has a legal mind and perspective as he talks about a broad swath of topics. And so you get a little bit of a different flavor in each of these programs, and that's why the folks should be carrying the Red State Talk Radio player on their phones and checking in with us throughout the day.
Hear, hear. Hear, hear. Absolutely. And as we kicked it off, folks, it's the way I want to wrap it up today, and that is with the president of Red State Talk. And then I'm going to bid these gentlemen adieu. Joe Carey has already had to leave us. I want to thank you, Paul Preston, for coming on with me. And, of course, you, Larry Fries, for being there as well. And thank you so much for coming on here today. Scott Adams, round it up for us. Take it home.
Thank you, CL. Yeah, no, I just want to echo what Larry was saying, and I think it is a nice mix, and I think that it is true that our show hosts get to talk about whatever they like. I always say I never want to tell anybody what to do with their show. I look at it as art, as a creative thought process, and I would never want to stifle creative energy. I look at what we're doing here as like a repertory theater with a group of talented individuals that represent, send out a message and represent a flavor of what we're all about and what we're doing. But furthermore, as you all know, I spend tremendous time with Paul. I call Paul in the middle of the night. I call Larry all the time. I call CL all the time. We're constantly talking off the air, sharing ideas. I'll have a thought come into my head, and I'll call Paul or CL or Larry and literally just bounce this idea, because I'm like thinking outside the box and juices are flowing. And we have these little brainstorm discussions, like organically, throughout the day. And it helps us process thoughts. And I have a tremendous amount of respect for every single show host that's on the Red State Talk Radio platform. And I have total trust in them. In fact, I look up to them. And I feel so blessed. Gratitude is the word, and I feel grateful for everything that we're able to do and be a part of such a great team.
Scott, and to the rest of you gentlemen, and Joe in his absence, I am absolutely blessed as well to be a part now of this Red State family, and I think that that is the cohesiveness that we will carry with us as we move forward in our great land. I invite each and every one of you, wherever you are, to come and grow along with us and become a part of Outside of the Box. Outside of the Box is going to be absolutely necessary in these present times that we live in our nation. If we're going to save the Republic, each and every one of us must travel this road together, touting the principles of Americanism and the strength and core value that our founding fathers laid for us. Gentlemen, I want to thank you. Thank you so much for being on. I'm certain that this won't be the last time, but it's the first that we have a Red State Friday here on Red State Talk. Tell a friend about it. Tell a friend about it as we begin to explode onto the scene throughout America. God bless and keep you all. I'm CL. This is the CL Bryant Show.